Parsha Pekudei starts with an account of everything that was donated to the Mishkan. Every bit of gold, and this amount of gold, this amount of everything that was listed, is listed, and how it was used. So why was that necessary? So the Midrash gives us quite the account of Moshe overhearing a conversation. And it said that, because it seems strange that Moshe needs to give an account. We know that Hashem says about Moshe, Lokein Abdi Moshe Bechol Beiti Ne'emanu. Hashem trusts him. When the people aren't going to trust him, so why was this necessary? So it says, Shama Moshe Leitzanei Yisrael. He heard some clowns talking. Okay, don't picture the guy in the red nose. Picture, you know, the cynical jokester, sarcastic guy going. And what were they saying? Is look how fat Moshe got recently. Look how, you know, all of a sudden Moshe's rich. How did that happen? And the other one said, well, you know, Moshe was in charge of all the donations in the Mishkan. So, you know, I'm not saying anything, but you know what I'm saying. So that's what the Midrash tells us. And therefore, Moshe's response is, okay, I'm going to give you a cheshbon. I'll tell you exactly how all the money was used. And Moshe was coming, latzeit, out of the chashad of the leitzanei ador. So the Bar Yosef says, wait a minute. Some leitzanim do it like, there's always going to be leitzanim doing it. No matter what your situation is, first of all, the code high klala biyadcha, there's always going to be cynics. There's always going to be jokesters. There's always going to be the one sarcastic guy in the back. And if everything you do in life, you're worried about them, you're never going to get anything done. So it can't be that because of two leitzanim, then Moshe Rabbeinu had to give this whole accounting. So he says, and it can't be that Chazal are telling us this. Right? Chazal and the Midrash are saying, the Tam Bereach, between the words of jokester, he says, it must be that there was reason to suspect, meaning there were circumstances that gave additional credence to the things being said by the jokesters. As in, there was something that could be strange. And the minute the jokers are saying it, so now Moshe felt he should give an account. And what was that? He says, well, if you look at it, Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. After all those years as slaves, they left really rich. They got all the gold and silver Mitzrayim to the point that there's another Medrash, or it's a Gemara Bechoros. Tavhei tells us, Ein lecha kol echad v'Yisrael, shelo ayu imo tishim chamorim lubim, 90 Libyan donkeys, which is apparently a good kind, teunim mikasov zahava shel Mitzrayim, loaded with gold and silver Mitzrayim. Everybody had at least 90 donkeys worth of gold and silver. Everyone's really rich. And then we know another Mamar Chazal that they got even more at Kriyas Yamsuf than they got from Mitzrayim. Everyone's really rich. Well, you know who's not rich? Because the Mitzrayim took what they didn't give Am Yisrael, and they went and chased after them, and everything that they had and the chariots, whatever was with them, drowned, and the Jews got that from Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, Bizarayam. And you know who didn't have all the money? Chazal praised Moshe Rabbeinu for, it's Martin Sota, it's a bunch of places, Midrash, that while everybody else is going around collecting the gold and silver of Mitzrayim, you know what Moshe was doing? He was dealing with the bones of Yosef. Okay? It's very worthy of praise. You know what it doesn't get him? Is money. Okay? So now we have everyone's rich, and Moshe's not rich.
Moshe's wife could have been, huh?
Okay, could be. Maybe. That would have been a solution. Could have said, my wife collected for me. He didn't go with that solution. Bar Yosef said that, Chazal tell us, a different Gemara, Gemara Nedarim, that Moshe got rich from the solet of the Luchot. The Luchot were made of nice stones, and Moshe chiseled them out. And everything that he chiseled out, when he chiseled out the letters, he got to keep. And that was apparently very expensive stuff, and therefore he was able to get rich from it, and we know that he was able to get it because psal lecha, the psolet he shalcha, Chazal er Dorish, the psolet shalcha. Moshe got rich from that. So he says, wait a minute. Now, everyone left Mitzrayim rich, Moshe was poor. And all of a sudden, right before Moshe goes up on Har Sinai, he gets rich. He goes up to Har Sinai, he comes down, and immediately we have the whole fiasco, everything that has, and Moshe goes down to Rasiya. Okay, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to build a Mishkan now. And they look up, and all of a sudden they see Moshe's rich. So therefore, that could be potentially suspicious circumstances. Now, anybody with a brain on his shoulders wouldn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu did something dishonest. But because there is point A and point B, point A, Moshe poor, point B, Moshe rich, and what happened between point A and point B, Moshe Rabbeinu being involved with collecting all the stuff in the Mishkan, and now he hears the late Tzanei Ador saying such a thing, even suggesting it, even in jest. So Moshe says, you know what? Shama Moshe v'davar zeh, natan lahem cheshbon, natsi aratzmo michashad zeh, even though Afa Pishon Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neman, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Moshe Rabbeinu is Ish Yasher and Neman, and there's no reason to suspect him or doubt him, nonetheless, because of the circumstances, the situation, the reality being what it was, combined with the jokers, so Moshe Rabbeinu decided to get out of that. So says the Bar Yosef, you see from all of this the koach of Leitzanut, because we know we have certain standards. You guys are learning Baba Kama now, right? So when it comes to Baba Kama, we know that there's a different payment for when you steal a sheep versus when you steal a cow. And there's different payment between the ganav and the gazlan. Right? When you're a gazlan, so you're saying that I don't care about anybody. When you're a ganav, you're saying I care more about what people see than what Hashem sees. Right? That's Gemara says that. Familiar? So, Yizyari mibnei Adam, me'ayin shel malon lo nizhar, Rashi tells us. So, the Ikar, why are we paying more for Geneva? Is because he's doing something as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not watching. Now, can you imagine, of all the people in the whole world, one person spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim el panim. He is not going to be the one to make the mistake of, yeah, God's not watching. He doesn't notice these things. Of all the people in the world, so the koach haleitzanus, says the Rabbi Yosef, is to take from the one opposite extreme, the least likely person in the world to pocket a little bit of it, and make it so that that's a plausible option, enough that people start to believe it. That's the koach haleitzanus, that they can be choshed, the person shebechol beitin emanu, and the opposite spectrum go, and now he's the person we're just going to suspect. That's the, and it causes people to believe it. Koach haleitzanus lachdir beliv, gam dvarim uzarim rechokim min haemet, hakatzeh al hakatzeh, says the Bar Yosef. And he says, this was what Korach did too. You know what Korach did in order to stir up support for his rebellion? He went around and spoke to each Shevet and told them the story of the Almana. If you don't know the Midrash, it's a great Midrash. How he started with a story. There was this Almana, and she had a Sada, and she wanted to enjoy a Sada. You know, she's an Almana, poor little lady. What does she have left? So let her eat something. No, first you got to give something to a Kohen. Of course, the Kohen is Moshe's brother. And then you got to give something to Levi. That's the Moshe. And then, you know, by the time she starts, she's got, oh, it's all becoming too common. You can't even eat it this year. There's Orla, and there's Shemitah, everything. There's too many rules. So that's it. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to... She sold the Sada, and she bought some animals. Now what happens? Guess what? There's Maser Behema, and you have to give the shok, and then Zeroa, and the Chayayim to the Kohen. And then there's finally it has a first batch of babies, and so he comes and takes the first baby, and then he shears the sheep, and he takes the first batch of, she's finally going to have enough for a coat, the poor lady, the Almana, is sitting cold, and he takes the first batch of wool, and this is how Korach stirred up everybody against Moshe Rabbeinu. La pocha is that men min hakatzel katzet, to say, Moshe and Aaron, madua titnasu kal Hashem, as though Moshe and Aaron wanted it. They didn't go after this job, they refused the job, each of them. And therefore, we see that's the koach haleitzanut. So says, Bar Yosef, you have to be aware of Leitzana. Yuchad, Lotzeitz, Me'at Tzadikim, Levatlam, Vnei Amon, Davar Zal, Lo Litkabel, Miyuchad. You have to be especially careful. Ma'od, Ma'od. Yesh Li Zaher Mizeh, Shelo Liot Mushpa'im, Me'ela Ba'im Levatel, Behevel Pim. Stay away from people who mock the good people. People who are scorning, mocking, derisive of the, that's a good word, right? Of the Gdolim, people of the righteous people, stay away from them. You don't want that chashad of dopey, the nonsense that's going to enter your heart. That's the koach haleitzanus. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in this case, haleitzanus, and really haleitzanus we should ignore and stay away from. Because of this one instance, he said, because of the circumstances did look like there could be something to this haleitzanus, so he went, set out to disprove it. But in general, we see the koach haleitzanus can take the most righteous person and make him the most evil person, and it's so easily for that to penetrate and become, you know, become part of the zeitgeist, we'll call it. Okay, it's part of just this. People know it. Everybody knows this. Knows it to be true, even though it couldn't be further from the truth. And therefore, says Bar Yosef, stay away from that. Stay away from people who talk like that. Stay away from that talk. Don't let that do that. So that's an important lesson for all of us about the danger of Leitzana. And just speaking from, I've been in situations where Rebbeim and camps too, they put all the efforts into making a great shir, making a great pula, a great sicha, and one cynical, sarcastic comment from one kid in the back, you know, makes all their efforts and all their work butel. So you have to be very, very aware from giving a shkoyach to people like that, anybody who does such a thing. That is the danger of leitzanus, and that is the message we get from the opening parsha Pkudei, where Moshe gives an account of all the donations.
Shkoyach.